This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Fox on Tech.
It seems like technology from the future or from a science fiction movie, but it is about to become part of modern-day law enforcement. On Tuesday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 8-3 to allow the San Francisco Police Department to use robots with the ability to inflict deadly force. The robots would specifically be armed with explosives to be used in situations where a violent suspect is barricaded in a building. The department says the robots would only be used in extreme circumstances to prevent the loss of innocent lives. But not everyone is satisfied with that statement. Supervisor Hillary Ronan wrote on Twitter that the decision was short-sighted, dangerous, and sad. The San Francisco Police Department says it has no plans to attach firearms to the robots, but an independent policy analyst reacted by saying about the possibility of armed robots eventually becoming reality that, quote, it's really just opening a window that eventually somebody's going to want to crawl through. With Fox on Tech, Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on foxnewspodcast.com.
Listen to Fox News Podcast shows ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or follow wherever you get your podcasts.